This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The winter storm that hit the Front Range today is moving out to the Eastern Plains this afternoon. National Weather Service meteorologist Bernie Meyer says he's not expecting to see much more snow in the Denver area, but the roads will be icy and slick.
Right now, the freezing drizzle is not causing too big issues on the roadways, but as temperatures fall and we kind of lose that little bit of sunlight, the road conditions may deteriorate.
Flight delays and cancellations at Denver International Airport spiked during today's winter storm. The flight tracking website FlightAware showed 590 delays and 260 cancellations. As of 3 p.m., departure delays were averaging about 36 minutes, but that appears to be dropping. The long-running Colorado Springs Independent newspaper is combining with several other local publications under a new name. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says the new magazine will release its first issue in January.
6,035 feet is the elevation of Colorado Springs. 6035 magazine will bring together the staff of the Indy with the Colorado Springs Business Journal, Southeast Express, the Pikes Peak Bulletin, and the Colorado Springs Military Newspaper Group. The publisher says altogether, those publications have a combined reach of 360,000 people in the Pikes Peak region. It's also shifting to a nonprofit model. The Colorado Springs Independent published its first edition in 1993. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
It's 4:06.